Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Again, deep breath, in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath. In and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Train Talk. The full moon glowed brightly, lighting up the dark blue sky. The dragon smiled and thought about what to do tonight. The dragon had already visited the beach, the land of ice and snow, and the sanctuary. although the dragon had friends in each place, the dragon wanted to explore one more. It was time to explore the land where the people lived. The dragon thought and thought. Even though that was the next land to explore, the dragon still felt a bit afraid of how the people would respond to a green and red dragon that can breathe fire. Should the dragon go there or go visit a friend in one of the other lands? Then an idea popped into the dragon's head. The train spent a lot of time with the people. Maybe the train could help. With a determined look, the dragon stepped outside the cave. A soft hum filled the air, and the dragon knew the train was arriving. The graceful dragon extended its wings and caught the wind, lifting up off the ground. This time, heading to the train station. It was late enough that the dragon expected the people would have already gone home. As the train stopped at the station just beyond the forest, it felt a little surprised to see its friend, the dragon. The dragon generally didn't ride the train until it was returning home after a nighttime adventure. The doors whooshed open, and the dragon stepped aboard. "Good evening," the train said, as it began to roll forward along the track. "Usually, I don't see you until later, and then you are really tired. What's going on today?" The dragon smiled and took a deep dragon breath, in and out. The fire showed palm trees swaying and waves rolling in and out. Then the flames transformed the picture into an icy landscape. The fire changed once more into a picture of large trees and large fields. The train said, "So you've been to the beach, the land of ice and snow, and the sanctuary. Did you want to go to one of those places tonight?" The dragon shook its head no and took another deep dragon breath. In and out. Flames danced around, forming houses, schools, and roads. "Do you want to visit the people?" The dragon shrugged its shoulders and breathed a question mark. "Why are you worried about the people?" the train asked, feeling curious. The dragon shrugged again and looked down. Then the worried dragon took another deep breath in and out. This time, the fire showed people running away from the dragon and screaming. "Oh, I understand. You are worried the people will be afraid of you." "Well, they might be. They haven't seen anything like you before. And when people see something they don't know or understand, they might feel afraid." The train thought as it rolled along, and then said, "You know, a lot of people ride every day. I've noticed they like routines. They like things to be predictable. But they can also be curious and kind. Maybe if you start by talking to the other vehicles in their land, that will help you get used to being around. Maybe if the people catch glimpses of you, when they finally see you, you won't be so scary." The dragon agreed to try the sparkling trains idea and smiled in thanks. "Now, would you like to see the new tunnel from the inside?" the train asked, smiling widely. It was happy to show off the new tunnel every chance it got. The dragon went through the tunnel a few times. It was fun to see what it looked like from the inside. After a while, it was time to go home. So when the train stopped at the station closest to the forest, the dragon waved goodbye and hopped off. The dragon yawned and walked back to the cozy cave. The dragon stepped into the cave, looking forward to the night's rest. Slowly, the sleepy dragon crept back to the soft bed of moss and took a deep breath in and out. Curling its tail, grateful thoughts rolled through the peaceful dragon's mind. Thankful to have shared its worries with the sparkling train, the little dragon was happy to have an idea of what to do next. The curious dragon was grateful to have seen the tunnel from the inside. The dragon was also glad to have a way to slowly interact with the people. Hopefully, they would understand the kindness in the dragon. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and then relaxed. With a deep breath in and out, the dragon relaxed into the mossy bed. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then, one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, dreaming of visiting the vehicles in the land with the people. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.